We're learning with Simur Reish Chav Ches. We're at Siv Gimel, which is Ketzad Hi HaHatara, which we're going to get into Hataras Nedarim, beyond what we did by Derech Hagdama last week. There is one other Nekuda of Hagdama that I want to give. Last week I tried to introduce the concepts. I want to share with you the most difficult lumdisha point in Dine Hataras Nedarim and two approaches to it, and hopefully today we'll see in Halacha how it plays itself out. Now, Hataras Nedarim takes place through either A, Charata, or B, a Pesach. We're going to learn later what Charata is and what a Pesach is, but both of them are reasons that a person says, had I known, I would have not made the neder. Now, the main kasha here is, who needs a parsha of Hataras Nedarim? If somebody does something, mekach tos, let's say, I saw something, I say, I didn't know, had I known this, I wouldn't have done the sale. So mekach tos is batel by itself. It's batel because it was done betos. So why, when I make a neder, and the things that I'm saying in the neder are lacking some information, so why isn't it batel on its own? Why do we need the whole parasha of Hataras Nedarim at all? Any thoughts? What? It's not a mistake. Had I known, I made a neder that I'm going to fast Mondays and Thursdays. Had I known I'm going to get headaches from it, I wouldn't have done it. So now I'm getting headaches, so I don't want to do it. You're saying what? Well, it's not a toast. What? The Pasuk says, Moitzis HaChatishmar. Even if the Moitzis Fasayim is a toast. So you see, these are two approaches. You're saying is that toast doesn't matter. And you're saying is that it's not a toast. So those are what?
That the toast is right at the beginning was a toast.
We're not really mati with Noilad. With something that's totally new, we're not mati.
It wasn't there before Shah when you
wasn't there B'Shas Mati. Someone made a contract to buy a house in Florida, and now there's a hurricane. So it's a mecha toast or not? It's happened later. So then that Dharma won't help either. It's, okay, I'll tell you what.
By a neder, using the structure of a neder, you're actively doing it.
And therefore,
it's a natural part of,
so you're going to approach that Torah shouldn't help. There are two approaches. Either Torah shouldn't help, or it's not a Torah. So I want to tell you, we have a Beferisha case in Shulchan Aruch. There are a few such cases. The easiest case is later in Sif Mem Gimel. There is a case. Well, you don't need a Torah, it's a toss. And listen to the case. In Sif Mem Gimel, there's a case of Nishba Loseis Bitei L'Ploini L'Isha. So he made a Shvua to go through with the Shidduch. He made a Shvua. Why he made a Shvua is not important. He made a Shvua to give his daughter to this man for a Shidduch. L'Zman Ploini. U'B'Soich HaZman Kilkul HaMishudach Maisav. And subsequently, during the engagement, the Mishuduch, the one making the Shidduch, became, I don't know, not from. He did something improper. Potter Allah Mishuasai. He's Potter Mishuah. He doesn't need a Taras Nedarim. Who adinim in Mayura Achaisa Mishuduch. If the Achaisa Mishuduch, Shmarim herself. Now, what exactly the case that makes it a Taras is not the point. The point is there are clear cases where well, you don't need Hataras Nedarim. Well, we say it's a toast. Right? What? What's the difference? Siv Mem Gimel. Siv Mem Gimel is a case. There are a few sifim there. I think Mem Gimel is the easiest one. And there, it's we have a case. We have a Torah. We don't need a Torah. So to say it's just exeris akosif, every toast needs, obviously, there's some sort of a geder hadvar. Happened later. And still, so it's Adarab, it happened later, and still we say it's an edibitos. That's okay, they didn't make the shua. So if I made a shua to fast, and now I find I have headaches, So why did I toss the darn from it? Had I known I didn't do it, I would have thought headaches. Right.
So,
what? Yes. Stan, you're right. You need Ataras Nedarim. I'm saying why. You're right. The bottom line is we're learning a siman on Ataras Nedarim. The question is explanation. Why does Yiftach need Ataras Nedarim? He did Adas, his daughter is going to walk out? Certainly not. So there are two basic approaches. No, I'm not trusting, even I made a mistake. I wasn't aware of a certain fact. I wasn't aware of something. I agreed to sell something for X dollars, and I find out it's worth double. So that's I know it's a type of mekatos. It's now in Lomdis, this is the main kash. I'm going to give you. I'll tell you two approaches. I'm not 100% sure which is the main approach, but I'll tell you what I think, and we'll see. I think though what the Aruch HaShulchan says is the main approach. I believe in the Paiskim. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Aruch HaShulchan Kuf Mem Vav, here in Reish Chav Ches. He's going on Sif Mem Gimel. And he makes the chilek between something that's a... I'll read his Lashon. He's going on the case of the Mishudeches, where you don't need Ataras Nedar. He says, Loidami L'chol Neder V'shua D'tzarech Atar. It's not like everything else that you have to be Matin Neder. It's the same thing. What's Mahatari de Pesach is something that happened later that you're mad here. Lomay Sarakana Tara. Deine Daima. Schilk is this. The Hosam ha Pesach ain't a goli lakol. When do you need a Taras Nedarim? When you have a Pesach, it's not absolutely clear. Then you need a Taras Nedarim. Mashenke Khan, goli lakol, ain't Isha right to the Nasi, Rak Lodam Hogun. The Aruch HaShulchan's approach is that there's a difference between an excuse which is obvious to everybody, like you make a shidduch and then afterwards he's mekalkel ma'isav. Now you can argue how much is mekalkel ma'isav, but let's say he's definitely mekalkel ma'isav and he starts talking during davening or something like that. So he misses mishmar, he starts missing mishmar. So such a thing which is going on kol, you don't need a Taras Nedar. But something which is not goli lakol does. So that's our guideline. We can argue what the gedder is, but that's the guideline. The person is saying, I can't marry a person like this. You can't marry a mumer. Okay. So you're saying the guideline is very, very tough. The question isn't that they should get married. The question is she should need a Taras Nedarim. Because he Efsher. Okay. He Efsher. Okay, I hear it. He's saying a very strong gather. What? So we're going to learn later that certain Nailas were Matan Neder for, and certain Nailas not. We'll get to it. But we're saying, Layadaskain Nodar. We'll get to it today yet. I want to get to it. Yeah. I'm talking about Pesach now. Charochata means we'll get to
Charochata.
You can figure out yourself, right?
Over here, you can certainly figure it out yourself.
Right. Right. In the other case,
you need someone to tell you.
You need someone to tell you. Okay. Anyway, that's not what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan, we'll get to what you're saying. The Aruch HaShulchan's approach is that there's a Toz Gamur, and then there's something which is not so clear, so that the Torah is Machadish HaTorah's Nedarim. The way I would phrase it is that according to the Aruch HaShulchan, HaTorah's Nedarim is a kula in a case that's not clear. Where it's clear, you don't need HaTorah's Nedarim. Where it's not clear, so the Torah was makel that a Chacham has a right to make such a Hashara. Okay, that's approach number one, which I think is the usual approach. All the Musar Medrashim call HaTorah's Nedarim a kula. The Torah was makel that you can be mat in the dark. The Nesivis in Simin Nun Hei, Sif Aleph, has a different approach. Now I want to give you the background of the Nesivis, and I'll tell you what he says. There's a sugya that we deal with in Shas in different Masechtas called Tchilasai Bipshia V'Saifai Ba'ainis. What's a case of Tchilasai Bipshia V'Saifai Ba'ainis? It's something that appears in Arachayim, Yeredeya, Arachay Shemishpat, and Evan Ezer all over. The easiest example is by Tashlumin for davening. Someone misses Mincha. Do you daven two Marivs? If you're a Pesheya, you don't daven two Marivs. If you're a Shoigeg or an Oynis, then you do. What about somebody who's Tchilasi Bipshia V'Saifei Ba'Oynis? Tchilasi Bipshia means he's sitting in a room and there's Mincha going on. He's sitting in a room and there's Mincha going on. He says, I'll daven later. Then later he waits till the last minute, and the last minute he's an oynis. He goes on a tzala call. He's a doctor. He has to go tzals nefashis. So he's oynis at the end, but he's a pesheya. Pesheya doesn't mean you have to go to the first minion. He's sitting there. There's a minion going on. No, that's a pesheya. If you have a minion going on, you're supposed to daven. You don't push off a mitzvah that's right in front of you. So that's a case of tefilasi b'pesheya b'saifei ba'oynis. The case that you remember from yeshiva in the beginning of Ksuvis, in our days we used to get to Beis Amid Beis. So we'll remember, next generation won't know it. You have a case, remember, of Oynis Begitten, where a person gave his wife a get. If he doesn't return in 30 days, it should be a get. What? So the next day, he 29 days he could have come. He's Oynis B'yam Achrin. In 29 days he could have come. There was nothing. He didn't come. The last day he comes, and the ferry's out of service, or the bridge fell down. He's screaming from the other side, Chazuda Asoy, Chazuda Asoy, I'm here, I'm here. And it's Chilasim B'pshiyam Asayfim B'ainis. So that's a case there. In Bava Kama, in the Chavs, you have again somebody who's Chilasim B'pshiyam Asayfim B'ainis. He's watching someone's briefcase, and he leaves it on the sidewalk in front of his house. But no one steals it. There's an earthquake that swallows it up. He's Tchlasei B'Pshia. He shouldn't have left the briefcase outside. But Seifei Ba'inus, at the end, nothing happened to B'Pshia. It happened Ba'inus. So these are all cases, Tchlasei B'Pshia, Seifei Ba'inus. We paskin Tchlasei B'Pshia V'Seifei Ba'inus as an Ainus. That's generally the way we pass. There are exceptions, but the rule is, in all these places, Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifei Ba'Ainis, you're an Ainis. Except by Nedarim. By Nedarim, the Shulchan Aruch brings two shitas. The Shulchan Aruch later, in Reish Lamed Daled, I believe, brings two shitas. There's a case there where a person makes a neder, he'll do such and such, and if he doesn't do it, Yas is on himself all chocolate if he doesn't do it, and it's chasi b'pshia, he could have done it, and then the last day he's an oynis. So here it brings two shitas by tchilasi b'pshia v'saifei ba'ainis. It brings the shitas haguda, that's machmer. So everyone asks, what's going on here? Tchilasi b'ainis is always an oynis. Why is it different by nedarim? Why is nedarim more chomer? So that's the issue. So the Nesivis is coming to explain the difference between the Nedarim and everything else. The Nesivis says that the Nedarim is different because the Torah said, even if you have a good excuse, we're machmir on you that you have to go to a chacham. In other words, going to a chacham is a chumrah satayr. Is that a kulam? Even though you have a good excuse, you're an oynis. But that is the kavana satira. Now listen to his lashon. I'm reading just the crucial line. He says, normally, I'm reading the Leasek Adaita Lesnuye. He didn't make a Tzedai originally. Mishun Doi Shchiach, because the Oynis is not Shchiach, the ferry should fall, whatever. Rak by Nedarim. Only by Nedarim. Gam Shulchan Aruch Lehevi plucked the Rak by Yeredei Belchus Nedarim. Simmer Reish on the base of Giyud Gimel. V'leivi yiplutazun, le'bichayshim mishpah, v'leivi ben ezer, v'nira. Dafka b'nidarim svirulei svarazu, da b'nidarim, kishenenas mutter, einoi mishum dadaiti dohachi loinodar. When einis is mutter, it's not because dadaiti loinodar. Cholkai gavna diklamema adaita dohachi loinodar, tzara cheter chacham. The chol shevas nidarim ukach. All Matoris the Dorim is this way. Dimashvi leila neder tos, kemuvu benazir, perik beshamay, vafila hachi tzarech heta chacham. That the idea by Matoris the Dorim is even though you have a good enough reason, it would be good enough b'chol tairakula, here you need Matoris the Dorim. Rak, b'nidrei einsim, we'll get to a sugim, b'nidrei einsim, dinosaur, what a patre is different. But. What? So he doesn't explain that. What he's saying is that Hataras Nedarim is different. He's learning it's a chumrah of the Torah. That even though logically it should be mutter, is mutter. Here it's a chumrah of the Torah that unless it's mamis einis rachmona patre, someone points a gun at someone, says make a neder. That's nidrei einsim. It's not a neder. But otherwise. You need Hataras Chacham. So you see, the two approaches are either that Hataras Nedarim is a kula, and maybe that's not clear, you have a heter, you can rely on a Chacham, or that Hataras Nedarim is a chumrah that the Torah said, even when you have a good excuse that's good b'chal Torah kula, by Nedarim you need Hataras Chacham. Those are the two very different approaches to Hataras Nedarim. Now we'll see how it plays itself out, hopefully soon. The Pesach of a Neder is much more lenient.
It's a good Pesach, but I can't say I sold you my food and then I have a headache, I want it back. No dying would pass.
I mean, with Hataras Nedarim, it's still a kula, that's what you're saying. I have to think about it to make a good point. So maybe there's a kula and a chumra, I don't know what. Someone said, I'm going to say Tehillim by Tuesday. If I don't finish Tehillim by Tuesday, I ask myself all payers. So he had from today till Tuesday, plenty of time to say Tehillim. Sunday, Monday, he didn't say Tehillim. Tuesday, he was an Einus. He didn't say Tehillim. So there's some Rishonim hold, that's Chilasei B'Pshia V'Seifei B'Einus, he's Mutter B'Payrus. Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshayim Rim, Chilasei B'Einus is Aser, is a Pshia. So the question is why? That the Chacham has to be mad. We're going to learn it. You know, this is Simon has 51 Sifim. Okay. Right, anyway, this is, like I said, another Nekuda background, and hopefully we'll get to today yet a Nafkamina in these two understandings. All right, let's get to Sif Gimel, which is an easy Sif. The mechanics of we have to do two things. The mechanics of Hataras Nedarim. And then, what the basis, the Pesach and Charata, are for Hataras Nedarim. One is Sif Gimel, one is Sif Zayin. And we'll see, Dalan and Heya quick, so hopefully we'll still get to it. First, Gimel, the mechanics of Hataras Nedarim. We already said last week, you need three Chachamim. We don't do Yachid Mumcha. You need three Chachamim to be Mata Neder. Kesar Hi HaHatara. How do you do Hataras Nedarim? Yoyim Aloy, Gimel Pahamim. Mutalach, 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 I sharilach, I machalach, b'chalash sheyaymer. Say it in English too. You have to say a lashin of mutalach or sharilach, I machalach, layach advarai, lashin mechila, b'chalash sheyaymer. So you say it three times. Oh, so the kasha here is why it says lashin yachid. In the Badei HaShulchan here, he says, what's going on? Kesei HaTorah, Yoyim Alay, Shei Yoyim Rulay. We just said, you need three Chachamim. Why say Yoyim Alay Gimel Pahamim? It should say Yoyim Rulay. So he blives in the Tzarechian. However, if you look in the Rambam says, when you mati with a Bezdin of three, only the Rosh Bezdin has to say it. The Rambam says that, just like when you go to a Shailen Bezdin, so all three have to say You chayav $100, you chayav $100, you chayav, no such thing. The Rosh Beis Din gives out the psak. Or by Kiddush HaChodesh. It says, Reis Beis Noimer, Mekudesh. So the Rambam says you don't need all three to say it. That's what it says in the Yad. This is in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet. Dor Sameach there brings that in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam says, the Rosh of the Beis Din says, Mutalach, and the two others answer, Mutalach, Mutalach. And he writes, Dor Sameach, right, Dumya, the Kiddush HaChodesh. It says, the Rosh Beis Din says, Mekudesh, and everyone answers, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. But at any rate, the Ikra Taurus Nadarim, you only need one to say Mutalach. It's a tzas nechama when you sit Erev Hashanah with three people and you notice one of them has a hard time saying the words. You don't know if he's really saying it right. So it's a nechama. At least you need one out of three should say it properly.
You don't have to say one word.
He represents the Beis Din. Right. Well, also, one can represent. So we do three. The second thing, it says Gimel Parmin. You say Mutalah, Mutalah three times. So Shach Vav says, Lav Dafka. The Bechazim the Nami Sagi. Really, one Mutalah is also enough. We find such a thing when they did, I think, the Paraduma. So he said, Ezevzu. And they said, yes. And they said, Eterezu, whatever he said, Zu. And they said, yes. So it's the Chazek Inyan, right? By Ksir Simon, they said three times.
It's anything that
Stekmar argues. So why did they do three times? To be Mechazin, show we're doing not like you say. So you also, Taras and Dharm is Lechazik Inyan. You say three times. That's the halacha. Mutalach and Shari Lach and the whole parish. Okay.
Wait,
now,
from the Shafi, it seems that
right, the Shulchanara says three, we do three. Chatchila, we do it, says the Shulchanara three times. The Ben Ishchai has a great pshat, and why we do three times. He has a great pshat. Listen to Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai says, this is the halacha is, let's say somebody makes a neder twice, or shvua twice. One day he says, I make a shvua, I'm not eating any chocolate. Next day again, he says, I make a shvua, I'm not eating any chocolate. The halacha is, ain't shvua, chal ala shvua. The second shvua is not chal. If you made a shvua already, you can't make a second. However, if you're matir the first shvua, the first neder, it says the second one is totally vayvid, it's hanging in the air. When you matir the first one, bang, the second one is chal. You matir the second one, third one is chal. That's the way it works by Ataras Nadarim, by making a neder, ain't shua chal shvua, but the second one hangs and it's chal next. So Ben Ishchai says it's the nature of people that make Nadarim that they repeat themselves. They're all into what they're doing, they say it, and they repeat themselves, they say it over again. So he said, therefore, since we're afraid he made one or two or three Nadarim, so we say Mutalach. Now the other one's chal Mutalach. The other one's chal Mutalach. So he says we say Mutalach three times. No matter up to three. If you did more than three, you better tell the Beis Din. What? Hakol Yom Mutalach. Not Beis. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was mafarit exact neder.
The second one.
The second one is exactly the same as the first one. Okay. I did the Ben Ishchai's optaych for the minig that we do, and it's interesting. I was on at Taras Nadarim this summer. Somebody asked me such a shaila. He had made a shvua, and he had made it twice, and he only told the Beis Din once. So all right. So we did a second at Taras Nadarim for him. But all right. So back to the Shulchan Aruch. So Yaimelai Gimel Pamim. You tell him three times. Mutalach Shailach Machulach Bechalach Shishayimer. This is what everyone asks. To crave and be on Ataras Nadarim, yes. Four things that are different than Beis Din. The Yonim could stand. It even says that the Yonim could stand. The Shach says the minig is that they sit. Shach Tess. We'll see a little more about it in Sif Dalet. But a filum umad, ubekraivim relatives, ubalayla, and at night you could do a Torah Sedarim, which doesn't work by normally in Beis Din, doesn't sit at night. Ubishabbos. Now Shabbos will only matter a neder if it's negea to Shabbos. Now if someone made a neder, he's not going to eat something, he wants to eat it on Shabbos, so it matter b'Shabbos. Afilu am hayolef shalai me'esma'el l'shalalav. Even if Friday it could have been shayel, umavach yeh l'tzara Shabbos. Kagai. You only matter Shabbos, at tzara Shabbos, gai shenodah shalai lechayel, or levatel me'enik Shabbos, or you made a neder, you won't have any more cholent. So certainly matter. Since Friday Shabbos you have the whole tziba gathered, when Beis Din lifts the cherem, so the minig is also on Shabbos, because this doesn't have the guidelines of Beis Din. So here, what? The one is asking stands, and yeah, they make it this yaitza standing, but they could sit. What? Chamei Tzibur is when the Tzibur was Matal Chayrim. Now the Tzibur said for Tzachi Tzibur, they made a Chayrim, anybody does a certain thing, and now they're lifting the Chayrim, or they put someone in Chayrim. Sometimes the Tzibur put an individual in Chayrim, they would lift it. The one was a Chayrim, Rabbi Lazar was a Chayrim, so he's in Vatar. No one's asking, they're being mad here. They asked already. But now Beis Din decided to lift the cherem, right? You want to put the cherem, lifts the cherem. Yeah. Only want to put base the cherem.
Even number Beis Din is also good.
What?
Even Beis Din Shalpei.
Okay. There's the situation. We'll get to it. Women is also Pesachichuva. I'll get to Pesachichuva in a minute. All right. Now the guideline here is a little bit confusing. What is the geder of this Beis Din? Kravim are good, and Shabbos is good, and Laila is good. Obviously, it's not a typical Beis Din like all Batei Dinim. The way I would understand is that here, it's a Behetta de Kashayla. I would understand, we'll have problems with this. But Bashkofri Shaila, I would say, it's a regular case, somebody has a Shaila about Treifis, or somebody has a Shaila about Bechalav. Just here, it's Xeris HaKosav. The Gemara learns from a pasuk that a yachid mumcha is good, but we learn out of a hekish of all places from shchut echutz that just like shchut echutz, you don't need a, you can be over if you're not a yachid mumcha, so you can be matter there if you're not a yachid mumcha. So Gemara says, so why do I need a pasuk? Rashi mata is for yachid mumcha. So mumcha is even a yachid. Ordinary people need more than one. Why three? The Gemara doesn't say. The Shach says, "Ein Beis Din Shakol Meisifin Alav Echad." So I would have thought it's not a Beis Din at all. The Shach's lashon, the Rosh's lashon rather, is "Ein Beis Din Shakol Meisifin Alav Echad." The Ran Grada doesn't use the lashon of Beis Din Shakol. The Ran just uses, if it's not a Yachid, we go to Beis Din and we do three. But Lameisa, we have three. Now I would understand Xeris HaKosav, you need three for Isavet. So maybe Kravim are good, Mormon is good, Shabbos is good, just like Yeska Shailon Shabbos, the Rav answers. Now there are two problems. One, let's learn a first Rabbi Kiva Eger, Ubi Kravim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's in the Tshuva as well. Nearly Estaiti, the Isha Loi, a woman is not eligible to be Matan Eder. The first one. The Dafka Kravim. Only relatives who don't have a psul aguf, and they're right to be dianim l'mishenei kraivai. Chem b'layla halayla gairim v'lek a psul begavra. So I don't understand the svara in this. Why a woman is not kosher? A woman can answer this if I had to shaylus. A woman who's cooking in the kitchen. And somebody's cooking and they say, "Mommy, I stuck in a milk fork." He says, "Oh, that's okay, it's not a binyama," or whatever. A lady can paskin is a vehet to shaylus. If she knows, she can paskin. So what's wrong with a woman in a Taurus Nadarim? So the Rebbe Kivega says, because it's a psul aguf. So it's hard to understand. I don't understand what the gedder is. If it has dinei Beis Din, kravim should be possible. If it doesn't have dinei Beis Din, then Nashim should be kosher also. psalgut means the gavra is pasul. A kariv is kosher for the bate din and pasul for this one. It's not called a psalgut. A psalgut means it's a categorical psalgut. Now, it's not only this Rabbi Kiva Eger which gives us pause. There's a Mishnah in the Goyim. The Mishnah says that a man can be matir his wife's nedarim. Talks about the Goyim, but then it's a nedarim. A man can't be matir his wife's nedarim. Why not? Why can't he? Now, hafara he could do. Okay, a husband can be mayfir certain nedarim on the day he hears about it. But certain nedarim he can't, and if it's past the day he can't. So to be a chacham, to be matir neder, the Mishnah says, ain't oda matir nidre atzmai, can't matir your own nedarim, and he's not matir nidre ishtai. So the Rishonim there have a machlokes what the reason is. Some Rishonim say, because of Ishtai Kegufai, that there's a din that Ishtai Kegufai, which applies in certain cases in Halacha. So Tosis Yontif brings it b'shem Rishonim, that Rishonim aser because of Ishtai Kegufai. However, the Rav, the Bartanura, and that's the Rash and the Rosh Hashita, they don't say as Ishtai Kegufai. They say Shema Yekel. He's chashed to be too mekel on his wife. Once upon a time, people were chashed to be mekel on their wives. So v'chashed him will be too mekel on her. So there's a very big difference between the two. A tremendous nafkamina. It's the main nafkamina. Is if al ishtek a gufay, he can be part of a bez. If al Shema Yekel. So we don't let him be a yachid mumcha, but we let a husband be part of the bezdin of three, because he can't be mekel on his own. He's with two others, and we let him be part of the bezdin of three. There's enough nafkamina that's brought in the paiskim. The achaluke day is why a man is not matir nidre yishtai. Now you all know it's a veheter. A husband could paskim for his wife. We don't say that he's took a gufay and that he can pass for himself. Okay, in the darim he can't pass it for himself. Here he can certainly paskin. There's no chashash shameyekel. He has to be honest with himself. So we find here a second case where it's not like isav heter. So it seems somehow like a cross between ma'aseh bezdin and dina isav heter. It's not a bezdin. Kravim akasha, lailas kasha, Shabbos is kasha. It's good. It's not mamish is a veheter. It needs some form of bezdin that someone who's a psul aguf can't be on the bezdin. It's not clear to me, except that it's a category of they atzmai. It's easier to compare it to something and give it all those dinim. But I can't find a way that it's similar not to a veheter and not to. Not to bati dinim chayshim ishma. So I don't know. It's a separate category.
It sounds like yes, it was never us or mutter before. You don't know what it was. This is definitely
us. So here you say it's definitely us, so it's really different because the decision is made. So that's true. See, that's where it comes. Like in the Sivis, the way the Sivis is learning, the function of the bezdin is only to confirm. It's something that really should be mutter without a bezdin. The bezdin confirms that there's an emesitos and a matir. It's a chumra that you need a bezdin. So it's true. She's saying it's still true. The neder exists. The bezdin has to uproot it. Afal pikein, like the nesid, it's like a chumra just to confirm the fact. Otherwise, it would be regular sevaheter. According to the Darach Shulchan's mahalach, that it's a chiddush lekula that you can be mekel. It's taka more of a chiddush. Yeah. Remember, the Nesivus is saying that Gezeres Hakasim tax should be mutter. Gezeres Hakasim v'chumra that you still need Ataras Bezd. So the whole of the Mafreya only applies when Bezdin is Iker. That's sort of what comes out. Now let's finish the Rebbe Kiva Eger because he says, I mentioned to you last time that when you sit Erev Hashanah or any time at Taras Nedarim, you have to make sure everyone's a gadol. See, he says here in the third line of Rebbe Kiva Eger, in the second line, Chei Katan Lestaiti The das toisus, the nearer the daitam, the gam cotton posel or doin. Cotton can be in a dayin. Called the mestizo, called kosher ladoin, is kosher to be a dayin. To kosher lahed is kosher to be a dayin. Zeh deyach a betor. Vafel das hatur shel nar, the cotton ben yigimel shalavi beisar is kosher ladoin. Even though there's a shita that a 13-year-old without sheisaris is kosher to be a dayin, kov nivis dayti hainu shaloi botku al saris. The medina amina chazaka. Shehevi. Rakacham bichmiru b'mili dayraisa b'chalitzi kudayim. Matzu medika. Who had the medina imam is lai chmiru v'kmi adina. Aval. B'botku lehevi beisaris near the pasal adayin. If you know for sure he doesn't have sheisaris, it's pasal adayin. Now according to this, by us, where the children in the shul are not baduk, so there would be kasha. However, in Pischei Tshuva Beis, now Pischei Tshuva Beis, he's also quoting Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but from his tshuvas. So the beginning is the same. I'm choosing Rabbi Akiva Eiger b'Shvatos Siminayin Gimel Shekasav. Nira. Davka b'kroivim, dein epsil b'guf, tokshem lodin l'acherim, v'chem b'layla, didovarach agayrim la, haydu lazman. When is it kosher by Hataras Nadarim, Laila, and Kroivim, Hashem kei noshim? V'chidabik tanim, in ruin l'Hataras Nadarim. Now, he goes in the same way he went in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. V'afla das hator chayshim b'shusim involved in b'edi yigimel shana lei b'sharis kosher lodin. Hainu shen yedua baby beisaris. Zed afkul in yimamin. Avul yes dine chalitza bemisrichim bedika shevi beisaris. Kein yashleim edu adim la toras nadarim loy sabchina nachazok in the rava vitzar bedika dafka. Here he's saying differently than the way he's saying in the earlier up here on top. He says it's sarach bedika dafka. That you need bedika. Now at the end of his arichos on top, he really ends up the same way. If you look on top, all the way at the end, avolinyan the dar mechem mechalitza tzar bedika. So lemaisa, even though Rabbi Akiva Eiger is mesupik, halacha lemaisa, when you do atars the darim, you shouldn't take a 13, 14, 15-year-old because of you need nismal zikneim. You have to see. If they have their facial hair that goes around, then you could be Simon.
Even among themselves, it shouldn't be good.
Really, even among themselves, yes, maybe the shtickle sex faker, maybe. But no, you're right; it shouldn't be good. The dorm is even 12. You're right. So even among themselves, it shouldn't be good. So let me tell you an interesting tshuvas from Akiva Eiger. Someone asked if a bezer shakul is good. Akiva Eiger had the following shaila. Somebody had to be mataneder. But to be matzeded, you have to be mefarit in neder. But being mefarit had to do with a trade secret, something in his business that he didn't want to tell anybody. He had a secret that nobody else knew. He had a secret recipe for Coke, so he didn't want to be megal. But he had a 14-year-old in his business, who maybe was a son. You know, he had a 14-year-old that knew the secret. He could be megal to him. But he can't be on the bezdin. You have to stay Cyrus. So he asked Rabbi Akiva Eiger what to do. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger said the following eitzah. He said, look, for the derisas, you need shtei saris. For the rabbanans, rely on chazaka. So take a bezdin of four. This fellow and three more. You'll have a bezdin of four to be matined. So for the din derisa, that you need a bezdin of three that are gedolim, you have three gedolim. The din you have to be mefarit, your neder is a drabanan. For the drabanan, you can rely on the cotton that he's a member of the bezdin, and you're being matan neder in front of him. So the same sitting of a bezdin, Rabbi Kivega said, for the deraisa you have three gedolim. For the drabanan, you are mefarit it to the fourth one, who's the drabanan is part of the bezdin. How do you like? Rabbi Kivega was asked to shyly, he says, a dover poshet. Simple eitzah. Just take three and one, and Shalom Yisrael. No, you have to be mefarit to one of the best. Only one merit of Ezra, so we'll be mefarit in front of one. So somebody asked before if you could do a bezin shein and shakul. Sometimes you sit there every shashan and you end up with four people because not everyone had the exact. You end up the says with five, with the matim four. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger doesn't bother him that it's not a bezin shakul. The Beis Din doesn't make any decision. They're just deciding to read what it says in the Siddur.
So, for that prop. Really,
which one?
Any one of the three.
What I recommend is Erev Rosh Hashanah, take the 13-year-olds who don't have Shtei Sar, who may not have Shtei Sar, and stick them on the fourth one on the Beis Din and do it that way. I don't know. It's but anyway, this is Rabbi Kiva Geschid. He brought at the end of the Pesachei Tshuva this Kasai B'Tshuva Shav, and it's this last case to the case that I just told you. So Siv Gimel, I guess, is the one that everybody has to know. There is one more thing here in the Lashon of the Taz. Taz Dalid. When you say in Ben say Mutalach, if you said it in English, what would you say? What'd you say?
Annulled.
Untied. Let's see what it says here. B'chol lashon sheyaymer, taz dalid, pirish afilu b'lashon laz. You can even speak in English. Mechila, your vow is forgiven. V'hatara she'inyanam la'akar aneda me'ikara. They imply forgiving is implying that the neder is uprooted from the beginning. I don't know in English if it's that way. V'siyam Rambam b'ze'avo. Im Omar Mufar Lach, if you use Lashon Hafara, that's certainly no good. Oi, this is the Chiddush, Oi Nekra Shavua Sech, Ukiya Itzeh Binyin Zeh, Loi Omar Klom. If you say Nekra, it's uprooted, it's no good. Shei Mefir Allah Habal Vahav, Avol Chochem Eini Yoyme Lashon Hatora Umechila. He has to use Loyachot Dvarai, Avol Acherim Kabi Mechel. So I'm not sure the Lashon to be Eikarit, why it's not good. It says Chokam is Eiker Miaker. He's Miaker the Neder. Ve'er Be'siyah Ramban, the Lashon HaTorah Mechilu Kamatir Es HaKesher. Like you said, to untie it, She'chayzal Inyin She'yiyah Ka'odam Shematir. Ka'odam Shematir Chevel Kosher. Like a man who unties something that binds him. Ma'sheke Lashon HaFaru K'dav She'yeshnai El She'yesh Ma'akim El HaShlimai. So I guess uprooting is not a good lashon. It means it exists and we're uprooting it. Hatorah means that it's gone from the very beginning. You're untied from the very beginning. So that's the language that you need. Akeim pirish devarav shemitzad anoyder hukayim. El shamater shem lashon hafara kavanas yishen roitz shikayim. That doesn't work. If you're saying that you're uprooting what the other person did, that doesn't work. You have to say what the other person did is not chal. It's a tricky lashon. Okay, now Sif Gimel is the rule. Sif Dalid says the following, and I have to explain it because Sif Dalid just goes on the halacha, you can be matan at the standing. Doesn't can be standing. In Sif Dalid, it says, you can only be matan standing if you're matan mekayach harata, and not Mekayach Pesach. So I have to explain Charata and Pesach. Let's read the words. I'll explain the difference. B'medevar ma'amur shematirim u'umad shematirin ayde Charata. Two ways to do Ataras Nadarim. This is really the Nekudi you have to know. It says you can't be on a Bezim Ataras Nadarim if you don't know what a Pesach is. So Charata means regret. Regret means you wish you would have never made it originally. You wish you would have never said it originally, and you have a reason. So, Shematiru Naideh Charata B'loi Pesach, it's easy. If a person gives a reason why originally he did it, he said, I made a net that I won't have enough in this person. Little did I know, he won the lottery. I thought that was your person. So he said, that's a great head, that's Charata. The Charata is, at the time, you didn't know something, so you regret having said it originally. Avo, Misha Einai Mischarit Meikarai, someone who doesn't have Charata originally, if something that happened later, you separate Chala. Okay, yes, a lady separates Chala, and later it gets mixed back in. Does she have Charata? No. She doesn't regret what she did. She said, oh, I shouldn't have done it. At the time she did the right thing. She needs a Pesach to be matter. A Pesach is something which, she doesn't have Charata at the time. Something happened later, that's matter, a reason for later. V'tzarech limtzei loy Pesach. Tzorach l'siyashe b'dova v'tzorach iyun gadol. And Bezdin has to think into it. N'masha'enoi mischarit me'ikarai haynu b'nei sh'ayaloi te'eles b'neder k'goyin. He gives an example of a person who's not mischarit me'ikarai. K'goyin. Shoyu oyavav roitzim la'virei al da'itai. People, he had friends that want to get him to change his mind. K'goyin. Shiyachalim ha'am. They're inviting him and they're begging him. He doesn't want to go. Or shisa b'noi yabitai l'fi da'itam. Or they're begging him to agree to a certain shidduch. Ukiyaitse b'zeh. So he wanted them to stop nudging him. So he said, I swear I'm not going to do it. So they backed off. He's happy he did it. He got them to back off. But now he wants to be matan neder. Had he known a subsequent event, he wouldn't have made the neder. He says, had I known the subsequent event, I would have suffered through their nudging. Period. So he has to say a Pesach. Now, the Chacham says, you're telling me you wouldn't have done it. I'm trusting you. If you're lying to me, that Torah is nothing. Now, it means the following. I have to explain. There's a rule, ain place to be noilad. Something new is not a Pesach. Yet every Pesach is something new. The Gedda that we're going to have, I believe it's in Zion, is something that Shchiach to come. Now Shchiach doesn't mean it probably will happen. It means it sometimes happens. Something that sometimes happens is a good Pesach. You separate Challah, now the Challah gets mixed back in. Is it common? It's not common. 30 years you separate Challah, it didn't get mixed in. But it happens, Shchiach, to the degree that it's something that happens, that a person can contemplate happening. A Rav gets a Shiloh a couple times a year, that the dough got mixed back in, you have to imagine that. Something that Shchiach, that it's Shayach, that the possibility is also a Daitai, that you could be Matined. Something that's totally, nobody would think of, that's Lagamri Lo Shchiach, we'll have to learn what's called Lagamri Lo Shchiach. But then we have a rule, ain't place to be noilad. The guy wins the lottery afterwards, you say, I went to Basar Anov, he knew in the lottery. Winning the lottery is a one in many million chance. And that's not a Pesach. So you have to understand, this is an akud you have to know. A Pesach is something which we can contemplate. When you come to the Bez and Bezin thinks about it, they can contemplate that at the time, if we had told the person, separating challah, if it gets mixed back in, do you want it to be challah? The person would say, oh, of course, I'm separating challah on the condition it doesn't get mixed back in. The person would have done that. Then, that's a good Pesach. If you say, you're assuring him, you may win the lottery, he's going to say, I'm just assuring. You're not going to say, yeah, unless he wins the lottery. You know, nobody wins the lottery. Nobody really wins the lottery, right? It's only a dream. So that is not a Pesach. So this is the crucial piece, the difference between Pesach, which Pesach has to weigh, and Charata. Charata means, I have a reason, that I regret it, Meikara, I should have never done it. What Shulchan Aruch is saying is Pesach can do it standing if it's Charata. If it's a Pesach, then it's Yishev Adas, you have to sit down. If you're going to do it quickly without Yishev Adas, you might make a mistake. No, because he doesn't have Charata at the time. No, it's something that happened later. Charata is, had he known a fact that was Shaya to know then, that's Charata. Things that happen later are a Pesach. And a Pesach is only a Pesach that's somewhat Shchiach. What? The lottery case is not Charata, and it's not eligible to be a Pesach because it's Nailah. If he had a ready, that's a different case. If he had a ready one, that's a different case. Yeah, sort of, I would phrase it, Charata is at the time, and a Pesach is sort of like an Or HaChayzer. So I have a later that has its influence back.
Then the market goes down and he loses all his money. It's both, isn't it? Yes.
Harata,
he made that pledge. And
no, it's not Harata. Harata means at the time,
he wasn't thinking.
No,
at the time he was thinking.
He should know
but,
that the water
was
up in those
valleys. So that's a Pesach. Pesach may be that some that Shchiach, that... No, Charata means at the time there was some
it was down
he
already,
has some oversight.
It was down already.
The lottery case, he has no Pesach. He's stuck. He's stuck, that's right. Unless he can think of a different excuse. All right, so that is, I guess, the basic rule of Sifta Aleph.
What if the Chala case constituted being a measure?
You mean a Pesach?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pesach. Yeah, the Chala case is a Pesach. It's a Chiddush of the Ramah, it's a Pesach. But the Ramah says it's a Pesach because it's Shkiach enough. If you had asked somebody, you're separating Chala, you know, it may get mixed back in. What should I do? I say, should I make it tonight? They would have contemplated it as a possibility. If you tell someone, you're separating Chala, you know, maybe it'll be an earthquake. Caesar say, what are you talking about? You know, like, don't drain me a cup. Maybe win the lottery.
You
drain me a cup.
You're separating Chala, be careful. You say, what are you going to do this? How many years? What are you coming to me now?
If not, the husband says, someone else would have said it, then she would have paid attention. So this is the basics. We'll get to... examples of it that will be helpful to us, but this is the basic difference. Now, Sifhei. Okay, Sifhei, I'll leave. I want to speak out different. Sifhei is slightly long. It's a long task. I want to speak out one other halacha which needs an explanation. And I hope to still get to a broad explanation of a lot of the difficulties we have. I'm reading to you the first Chachmas Adam in Hilchas Hataras Nedarim. It's Klal Kuf in Chachmas Adam. And the first two lines are simple. The next two lines are a Chiddush. First two lines, the way you would expect, Hataras Nedarim. How does it start? Misha Nadar v'nischaret. Someone made a neder and eschareti. Yeshay takana. Adeshi atiru lo nidoi. Tiksev lo yachal devarei. Kiblu chazal. Okay, easy enough. Taras Nedarim lo yachal devar. Vu adin l'shvua mahani atara. What's a shvua? I told you, neder is this a cheftza. Shvua is this a gavra. Most people, the way they talk is more iser gavra. I won't do it. That's shvua. He says, who adin l'shvua mahani, da Torah afilin mahani atara, afilin nishba baskaras Hashem. U'mekol makay, kivan di yesh oimrim delay mahani heta l'shvuas. There's some who hold, you can't be matter a shvua. Diksiv lo yinake, l'chein, zok t'choch misadam, lo yatir l'shvua ela medaychik, oy l'tzarech mitzvah. Chachmas Adam here says, it's totally in the language later, I think in Reish Lamed Dalid, he says that you should not be matir, in Reish Lamed Beis, you should not be matir shvuis quickly. Only if it's a daichik, or only if it's a tzarchei mitzvah. Now, that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush in Hataras Shavuos. Dalim is not knowing this way. Well, we never heard that to a mechalik when someone comes to Bezdin between Hataras Nedarim and Hataras Shavuos. Even the Diksiv Lo Yinake is very hard to understand. We make our own drushes. Torah says Lo Yinake, what has it got to do with anything? Why we make our own drushes? So this halacha that he brings, which is not clear in Shulchan Aruch, not absolutely clear, is a chumrah of the Chachmas Adam. To say when they're naigid, I don't know. It's hard to say rules. It's Reish Lamed. I'm sorry. Matirin Shavuos Nedarim. Shulchan Aruch says Matirin Shavuos Nedarim. Afilu Nishbas Karas Hashem. The Mechaber just says Stoma. That's the whole simon. Reish Lamed Sif Echad. Matirin Shavuos Nedarim. Afilu Nishbas Karas Hashem. And then the Ramah says Mekom Akim Yulayish Lo Lechatchila Ela Medaychik. You shouldn't be the Shayol Lechatchila Ela Medaychik. I can't say for sure. It sounds to me he's going on a Shavua or a Neder. Baskaras Hashem, Matirish was Nedarim. I feel Nishbaskaras Hashem. Even so, on God's name, Makabakir Shulchat Chilal Medaychik. Sounds like it's going on both Shavuos and Nedarim. when you make a shvuah and neder, baskaras Hashem, that you shouldn't be matzah. That's a little easier to understand. You swore in God's name. The language of the of his lashon is doesn't seem to be matter. The lemahati lehetel shvuah diksev lo yinakein lechayim leyatzah shvuah lemetayichin. So I don't know what to do with the Chochmas Sadam, but it's the first halacha where he's Kenegeres and Resh Chavchas, so I think you have to speak it out. Next week we'll do Mitzvah Shem Sif.